This is Aaron Pednotti, and today I am at the last Beats on the Patio event at Superior Merchandise, an event that is hosted by the Collaborative magazine. And today I'm interviewing one of the editors of the magazine, Katie Cusack, about the event and about the whole history of the event throughout the summer it's been going on. And I was wondering if maybe you could talk us through the evolution of the event, the types of artists that you've had, and the types of audience reactions that you've also experienced as the series has gone on.
Sure. So we started, I believe it was in May. The time is in the summer has been kind of difficult to measure, but we started with a general like Afrobeat and poetry event and also electronic beat. And then we had a great single release for The Age, who is a soul artist from the area, and Sakura, who opened, and he's a fantastic kind of like pop artist who's coming up in the scene. And this is going to be our third. We actually do have two more events, but they're not going to be in Troy. They're going to be across the river at Albany Distilling Company on their patio. And we're going to have Lone Phone Booth and Charles Omar. And one of them, Lone Phone Booth, is Grace, who actually works here at Superior Merch. Fantastic indie artist, really great work. And Charles Omar is an R&B soul kind of gospel artist who's doing this really great pop stuff now. Just released an EP and it's really fantastic. And then in that's going to be next Friday, actually, July 26th. And then August 30th, we have a really great setup of Sudoku, who's an electronic beat artist. And then we have Ozzy, who's a fantastic hip-hop artist, really talented rapper in the area. And we have Candy Ambulance, which is a Troy-based, they used to be from up in like Glens Falls, Saratoga area, really great punk band. So it's kind of a really fun and lively mix. That's going to be like our end of the summer, like not meltdown, but like saying meltdown because it's so hot right now, but kind of like blow up, you know. We've had a really great summer of shows, and we're going to close it out with a really great mix of talents. So it's been really fun to work with everyone. This show in particular was actually booked by Blue Ranger, and it's hosted by us just because we are huge fans of them and we wanted to help support them. And they're bringing in three of their close like band friends that they've either toured with or they've played shows with in the past, either in like the basement DIY scene or sort of like on their northeastern tour area. So we have Friendship, we have Seamstress, and we have Lena Tolgren, and they're all going to be really great, very like folksy artists who are going to be playing for the night, or the evening I should say, because we're having a really nice sunny hot afternoon and it's just like cozy iced coffee and some folk music back there. It's going to be really fun.
So I came to the first of these, and I'm here at the last, and I missed the ones in between. But I remember at the first one, the audience kind of started small, but it really grew throughout the event. And by the end, it was pretty packed. There's a good crowd here, and there's a lot of conversation going on over at the coffee bar. So how would you describe the overall growth of the audience?
It's been really fantastic. Our show with Sakura and The Age was so packed on the back patio that people couldn't move elbow to elbow, but there was like nothing uncomfortable about it. It was just this really close-knit, really beautiful show where everybody was like very comfortable and having a good time and dancing, but also just like so packed out. And I think that kind of energy too, like knowing how packed it was and how much support that there was for the artists, made everybody feel so much closer. And like it was just a really beautiful thing to be a part of, to see all these people come out and pack it to the point where people were like, okay, I'll hang out in sort of like the indoors area and just listen. And that's a really great thing to have. And just to know that people are willing to take their time and come through for these artists, and I guess a tiny bit is like, oh, it's really nice that they're coming out because they kind of like trust that like I'm able to curate in that way, is a really nice thing to know that just like there's so much support for local musicians around here, and it's just really nice. I love it.
Was that about a word of mouth or the particular musicians who were playing there, or a little bit of both?
For sure, definitely a lot of both. I think people love The Age. He's a massively talented person, and him and Sakura both brought in a huge audience, both on their own. So that played a huge part of it. I mean, a lot of it's word of mouth, but a lot of it's artists who are advocating for themselves and really drawing in their own audience via personal social media, people putting up flyers, just like really word of mouth is really powerful. I know, like, in the weeks leading up to the AIDS show, he was blowing up my phone. Like, I keep running into people on the streets who are saying, I'm coming to your show, and I'm afraid that it's going to be too packed. And I'm like, well, that's not necessarily a bad thing. So, like, well, let's just see how it plays out. And it's a lot of the same for here, where, you know, it's the middle of summer, and there's a lot of other shows happening. I know there's a show at SPAC tonight, and people are kind of texting me, going through different channels, and being like, okay, like, I really want to make sure that I make this, and it's really important to me that people are taking their time and making sure that they want to come out, and I want to keep making shows that people prioritize in that way. I think it's important that more groups are playing together like this. It's really cool. And to be able to showcase a show like this where they're not necessarily from the local area, but people still want to come out, that's cool too, because you want to introduce people to new sounds as well. And I think that's been really great about this show in particular, so I'm excited for it.
Okay, so my last question is, now that this series of events, Beats on the Patio, is over, what's the collaborative got in store next for live events in the Capital Region?
Well, we have the Albany Distilling shows, so people should definitely come out to those. And that's, again, July 26th and August 30th. And then we definitely have more shows and multidisciplinary events that are planned for the fall and the winter. So don't stop coming to things, I would say. We plan to kind of grow them out more and have them be a little bit more active and interactive, too, with, like, performance art and theater and dance. So that's going to be cool. So as soon as I wrap up planning for that, I'd say stay tuned to, like, all of our social media, because that's usually where I update on our events and such. But we're planning on being way more involved in the community, and especially in the arts community and in local institutions who are open to hosting us and open to hosting these artists who really want to put their work out there.
Well, I will check back in with you soon about the where and the when of those events when that gets a little more nailed down. But for the time being, good luck with the planning process, and thanks for this interview.
Thank you so much for chatting. It's been nice.